It's hard to believe that we're halfway through the 40-day Lenten period. We started on March 11th, and we continue now until the Friday before Palm Sunday, which is the 19th. In the middle of Lent, the church, because of her love for all of us and our understanding of the difficulties that this Lenten period can be for all of us, and not just the difficulties of not eating meat and dairy, not the difficulties of just changing our life so that we can come to some of the services that we have during the week, but most importantly, the difficulties as we try to get closer to God, the devil working harder at tempting us to keep us away from God. Because of that is why the church brings out the Holy Cross. At the end of the service, we'll be having a procession with the Holy Cross. And we heard last night at Vesper service, and we heard this morning at the morning prayers we have, the Matin service, the joy that we as Orthodox Christians have because of the cross. The joy we have in many of the hymns that says, rejoice, rejoice, over and over again, rejoice, because of the cross of Christ. Most of us, I think, when we think of the cross, we think of him dying, of course, on the cross. But for us in the church, we don't think of it just as his death. We always look beyond that. And we think of his resurrection. In the holy altar, Jesus is on the cross. If you can see him behind the seven-branch candle. Well, for those that are in the aisle here, you can see it. But when you come up later for communion or for the when we venerate the Holy Cross, look into the altar and we see that the cross is there with Jesus on the cross, remembering his death. But what does it say on the top of the cross? In the Bible, you might remember, they made a sign. And the sign said, the King of the Jews, or the King of Israel. That's what historically they wrote on the sign. But on our sign, can you see it? The King of Glory. That's what's on the sign that's on the top of the cross. So we see Jesus hanging on the cross. But immediately our mind must focus and our heart must focus on his resurrection. On him being the King of Glory. On him being the victor over the devil. And that's why for us the cross is something we rejoice in as Orthodox Christians. We wear our cross proudly. We should. From the day when we're baptized, we sign ourselves constantly throughout the day with the sign of the cross. Not because he just died on the cross, but because he rose again. Because he was the victor in the battle against the devil. And for us that are following Christ, we can have that same victory with his help. We can have that same victory over the devil. We can have that victory over his temptations. A number of times people will come to me and say, Father, it's so hard. The devil, he makes me do this and he makes me do that. To be fair, as bad as the devil is, he doesn't make us do anything. He tempts us. And then we make the choice. He tempts us, and then we make the choice to do either
the right thing
and to fight off that temptation,
or the wrong thing and to fall to the temptation.
And we fall to the temptation and then we sin. Again, that's why the church puts the cross in the center of the church. And the cross will be here for all the services this week until Friday evening, reminding us that Christ beat the devil. Reminding us that if we have Christ in our heart and we open our heart and his mind up to him, he can give us the strength to beat the devil. Every time, unfortunately not. But some of the times we can beat him with God's help. That's how come we pray constantly to be more patient, because the devil's there and he doesn't want us to be patient. He wants us to get angry. He wants us to hate each other. But we can be more patient. We can be more trusting of each other. We can be ultimately more loving of each other by fighting off the devil's temptations and having Christ in our hearts. Today, when we see the cross, when we carry it out, and we're going to bow down, and we're going to be crossing ourselves, think of the victory that Jesus had over the devil. And as followers of his, we can have those same victories. That's why it's a joy when we have the cross of Christ in our midst. That's why it's a joy when we cross ourselves. That's why it's a joy when someone has a new baby and you bless that baby with the sign of the cross. Remembering always the joy of the resurrection, the victory over death, the victory Christ had over the devil. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just a few announcements. Our sympathies are extended to Kelly Sanderson. Her mom fell asleep last Sunday, I believe it was, or last Monday. Fell asleep in the Lord, and she was buried this past week. We'll be praying for her, and she was dying. Today, as I mentioned, we have Monday, Wednesday, and the Friday service. This Wednesday, we'll have the pre-sanctifying Lenten pop-up, and we'll be hosting the other three churches here in Genesee County. So it'll be a combined service. As always, we encourage you to bring what's according to your last name, to the first letter in your last name, so that we can have a wonderful pre-sanctified liturgy, and then a wonderful breaking of bread together with our brothers and sisters. That's on Wednesday night. Today we'll be having the procession, as I mentioned, of the Holy Cross, which will take place before we have the memorial service. The last thing I wanted to mention is, for decorations, I want to thank all those who stepped up and made offerings to cover all the different decorations. There's still the opportunity to offer decorations of the ferns that we have on Palm Sunday during Holy Week, and then also of the lilies that we will have on Palm Sunday. Is there anyone here visiting with us today we can welcome? Very well. If we could please stand.